Voice News, your global link.
Speaker Moti declares shawarma seat vacant. President Hichilema calls for stronger Zambia-Finland partnership to promote global peace. And Guinea-Bissau president flees to Senegal after coup. Good afternoon. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chiloba. Speaker of the National Assembly Nelly Muti has nullified the Chawama parliamentary seat previously held by Tasila Lungu, citing her continued absence from parliamentary proceedings. Delivering her ruling today in the National Assembly, Ms. Muti explained that Ms. Lungu's failure to comply with the parliamentary requirements amounts to a breach of privilege and contempt of the House, leading to the loss of her seat. She noted that under parliamentary standing orders, the relevant committee is mandated to support the Speaker in addressing matters of privilege and discipline of members. According to Standing Order 215, A, define a ruling from the presiding officer constitutes gross disorderly conduct, said Ms. Muti. Ms. Muti also revealed that the office of the clerk reached out to Ms. Lungu and requested for her presence before the committee on November 8, 2025, but she has not appeared before the House to date. Ms. Muti further highlighted that the 14-day directive issued to Ms. Lungu to resume her parliamentary duties expired on Thursday, September 25, 2025. She has therefore notified the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, to declare the Chawama seat vacant.
In view of the foregoing, I will put the question for the resolution of the House to invoke Article 72(8) of the Constitution. I now put the question. The question is that my office should invoke Article 72(8) of the Constitution of Zambia Act, Chapter 1 of the Laws of Zambia, by informing the Electoral Commission of Zambia of the occurrence of a vacancy in the Chawama parliamentary seat.
Governance expert Wesley Mianda has welcomed the decision by the Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, to nullify the seat for Chawama Constituency Member of Parliament, MP Tasila Lungu. Delivering her ruling in the National Assembly today, Ms. Muti explained the continued absence of Ms. Lungu from parliamentary proceedings has resulted in the loss of her seat. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Ms. Mianda says the decision has been long overdue as the people of Chawama deserve representation just like any other. The move is commendable as the people of Chawama have lacked representation in the longest period of time, hindering development in the area, said Ms. Mianda. Mr. Mianda says this was expected as the government will not continue to wait for someone whose day of return is not known, depriving Chawama constituency from service. Mr. Mianda, however, says the nullification could have been avoided had Ms. Lungu come back to serve the people of Chawama as she waited for a date to be set for her late father's burial. Ms. Lungu has been in South Africa for the past 5 months mourning her late father, former Republican President Edgar Lungu, who died on 5th June 2025.
Lungu's seat actually has been dormant for a long time, and now that it has been notified, I think that's the best way, because we cannot go on talking about maternity leave, talking about the funerals, when she's supposed to actually represent people here, and there's taxpayers' money involved in this case. We have been patient for a long time, and we've been trying by all means to defend that seat, that let her best mourn the father. Then at the end of the day, she should come back and be, you know, and remain the what? Representative of the people of Chawama. But it's like things are getting worse and worse, and we keep on waiting. So that the seat has been tried now, and we have to go for by election.
President Hakainde Hichilema has urged Zambia and Finland to build an even broader, stronger and more intentional partnership, particularly in the areas of global peace and security, saying the two countries share a long history of cooperation grounded in common values and vision. Speaking when the Finnish Parliamentary Committee paid a courtesy call on him today, President Hichilema emphasized that the Zambia-Finland relationship has endured for decades, supported by mutual respect, democratic ideals and a shared commitment to human development. He stressed that peace and stability must remain at the center of every nation's agenda if meaningful development is to be achieved. Without peace and stability, we cannot drive the equation of development and trade, security must be ensured so that each of our countries is free to advance the welfare of its people, said President Hichilema.
That this relationship must be deeper, must be broader, must be deeper, must be intentional, in particular in the areas of working together to maintain global peace, security and stability. It is an extremely important prerequisite for us to the next agenda item of the equation. One equation, peace, security, stability on one side, and then development, investment, trade on the other side. We are fully aware that without peace, security and stability.
Environmentalist Godfrey Piri has urged fish farmers to use conservative methods for fishing, stressing that the use of mosquito nets greatly contributes to the depletion of fish in river sources. Mr. Piri's remarks follow a recent report indicating that the two Department of Fisheries in Mumba District arrested two fishermen and confiscated 300 mosquito nets used for illegal fishing. Speaking in an interview with RSV News in Lusaka, Mr. Piri emphasized the need to use sustainable methods that do not cause harm to the environment or the fish found in water bodies. Mosquito nets are not biodegradable because they are made of polyester and polyethylene. Once dumped after a fishing activity, they are washed away into the same water bodies, which cause harm to other aquatic species, said Mr. Piri. Mr. Piri further said that the step taken by the Department of Fisheries in Mumba District demonstrates the illegal practices that exist and how destructive those practices are. Therefore, the community at large should be able to support the department by following the guidelines put in place.
This activity, if unregulated, will lead to the depletion of the fish resources in our rivers. This impact is already seen in a number of communities and a number of districts. We have seen many fish species actually going into extinction. We used to see them in the past, now we can't see them anymore. This is mainly due to the use of fishing methods which actually impact on the fish resource itself in the rivers.
Meanwhile, health expert Teddy Mlinga emphasized that once mosquito nets are distributed in communities, they should be used for the right purpose because they are covered in chemicals. We now join Chela Silwamba with the latest on the money markets.
It is a good afternoon to Edison Zunirbo on radio station on a Friday, updating you on the business side. Last day, month of November, straight on the good news, inflation rate drops from, I'd say, 11.9 down to 10.9, and I take you where the stock markets are vis-a-vis Lusaka Stock Exchange of 25,175,9704. That is London Stock Exchange at 47,542. We have a Dow Jones on that beat, and of course I've seen Zambia Broad shares actually racking up about $250 changing hands yesterday. I tend to tell you where the commodities are concerned is 540 wheat, 445 that is corn for you, 1131 that is soybeans, 5219 cocoa lovers, and of course Brent crude just driving there, it's actually 63.47 international market a barrel, and 59.09 in case you're flying and heading somewhere. And I take you the copper price is aging there. I've seen it on 10,986.5. It's come down. Nickel 14,880, and I'm looking at the gold price 4,166.23 an ounce. And I take you to the currency market, 1.32 a pound. I'm looking at the 1.15, that is euro for you. And of course, 7.07, a very strong Chinese one. And 89.41, a weak Indian rupee. 156.32 in case you're driving in Japanese car. That's the rate in the days where Japanese, against the US dollar, Japanese yen. 17.14, a strong South African rand. And I'm looking at the table's results are out. The government are looking for 2.2 billion kwacha. I'm afraid they never picked that one. 1.6 under subscribed billion, and of course they just picked 1.4 billion kwacha. And on the kwacha side, looks like kwacha hit a rock there. I've seen upside. They've gone buying 22.95. It's the last day of the month, and selling at 23.25. Doesn't make sense. It's supposed to be 2%, or you know, and or probably 1%, but they're making probably 0.05%. So treasury market very tight. So enjoy the entire weekend. I'm gonna report for you next month, December, on Monday. Kwacha strong, I would say that. 23.10. God bless you. It's bye bye.
In African news, Guinea-Bissau's deposed president Umaro Sissoko Embalo has arrived in neighboring Senegal following his release by military forces that toppled his government this week, Senegal's authorities have announced. It follows negotiations by the